Welcome to Earth Eats, a weekly program of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan. Chef Daniel Orr is a restaurateur living and working in Bloomington, Indiana. On today's episode, he visits a local winter farmer's market.
There's more to a local farm market than meets the eye. Yes, the best foods are there, and there's a huge savings in those food miles. But you also support your neighbors and small businesses, and you get a rejuvenating opportunity to enjoy the season. What I enjoy most about going to a local market is meeting those passionate people, both the vendors and the buyers, that commune once a week at the altar of agriculture.
The Bloomington, Indiana Winter Farmers Market takes place every Saturday morning from the end of January through March. Chef Orr stopped by to see what sorts of foods are for sale during this pre-spring season, to listen to some music, and to chat with the farmers and customers, and even catch up with some friends.
Well, we're here at the Bloomington Winter's Market, and just kind of walking around through some of the stalls, and we see the first of the spring winter crest, a wild field crest, watercress. You go out and pick this in the stream yourself, right?
The watercress, yes. The field crest comes from my garden.
Great, great.
And he helps. Not really.
It's a family affair here.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how about you?
Yeah. Our shiitake mushrooms, we get a log that is made of sawdust and grain. It's not a compost mushroom like a portobello or a white button. The shiitake's... Within a 24-hour period, they double their size, so they grow very quickly. When all the grain is gone, they start to compost themselves. They just crumble and fall apart, and we actually put it out on the field as a compost for our produce.
Well, the shiitakes, sometimes they do get huge, and I love to just take some Gruyere cheese and broil them great as gravy mushrooms because they have more of a kind of a toothsome feel to them. So when you're serving that over a chicken or steak or whatever, it adds a nice texture to the dish that a regular manure mushroom doesn't have.
Excuse me, do you mind my asking, what'd you buy today?
I bought a big old chunk of cheese, about 4 pounds. I bought 10 pounds of cheese also to go run away into the woods and eat cheese for a month.
We'll be back.
And you, right. You will too.
Yeah, we're here all the time.
Okay.
Thank you. Sure.
How are you doing?
Man, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay. I'm Mandy Corey. I own and operate Schacht Farm with my husband. It's about 10 minutes south of here on Schacht Road. We do a little bit of everything. Eggs, chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, pork, starting with duck and geese as well. So, you know, this is for us the spring, so this is the beginning of our growing season, that sort of thing. So, I mean, even today, I got a lot of questions about, you know, when does lambing season start and that sort of thing. People that are really invested in us and what we do, and so they're kind of our cheerleaders, really.
So we're here at the winter market with Jeff Finch, and he's the owner with his wife of Finch's Restaurant in Bloomington. One of the great things they do here at the farmer's market is to do cooking demonstrations, and just tell us a little bit about what you made today.
Made a Moroccan lamb meatball with some local lamb. Also used some local eggs from Teresa Bertels at Heartland Family Farms. But it's a great way for us to get out and show people what's going on, what can be used and how we provide a recipe, and it also helps to expose the farms and duly expose our restaurant, so it works for everybody.
This is a community building event, so it's not just money and food exchanging hands, it's community being built.
Well, I couldn't have said that better myself.
This has been Earth Eats with Chef Daniel Orr. This episode was produced by WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. You can find recipes, photos, and much more on our website. Visit us online at wfiu.org/earth-eats. Until next week, try to lower your food mileage. I'm Annie Corrigan.